Apologies. I now have the honour to call upon His Excellency Nansen.
Your Excellency, Secretary, Minister Chairman, distinguished legates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to express our sincere gratitude on behalf of government of Mongolia to the organizers of high-level World Food Summit, the Food and Agriculture Organization of United Nations, the International Fund for Agriculture Development, the International Biodiversity Program, as well as the sponsors of the World Event, the governments of Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, and Spain. Mr. Chairman, the recent dramatic increase in food price shortages, export restrictions, and food limitations have caused tremendous difficulties and several problems to the underdeveloped countries, especially those countries who import most of their food supplies and have become sensitivity priority issues, which may lead to political instability. Mongolia, as an underdeveloped country, which imports over 70% of its annual domestic requirement in wheat and 100% of its requirements in rice and sugar, is one of those countries who has been affected the most by the world food price increase. Besides, as a country overcoming the difficult period of transition to the market economy and with transitional economy undergoing structural reforms, it has been heavily affected by Irino's privatization policy holding agriculture sector, climate changes, and the impacts of global food crisis, which factors have been made the food price inflation strong. The food crisis and increase of food price in Mongolia are directly linked with the inadequate supply to meet requirement, inflation of fuel, of price, and the fall of the domestic agriculture sector. Although Mongolia was a self-sufficient exporter country before 1990 in terms of production of wheat, potato, and vegetables, which could fully meet the domestic requirement and surplus we exported. But because of the wrong privatization policy holding agriculture sector and agriculture production entities have bankrupted in overall, as the result of which it has become today a country depending on imports in terms of food supply. The global climate changes are having a heavy impact on Mongolia, a bottlenecked country with harsh continental climate located at much distance from the ocean. The agriculture companies have incurred big losses of harvest in recent years, which lead to bankruptcy for most of them due to drought, lack of rains, and humidity, reaching the most critical moments of cultivated plants. Since the banking and financial sector in Mongolia was increased for the last 18 years and the source of bank loans financing were inadequate, with high interest rate and short maturity of loans. There were basically no opportunities for the agriculture sector to obtain investment loans, renovate the technology, build irrigation systems, and improve the qualities of seeds. Mongolia imports 100% of its fuel requirement from abroad. And since it is a net importer, the craze of soaring fuel price affecting the world is becoming one of the main factors for the Mongolian agriculture to kneel down. Mr. Chairman and distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, since these are the common difficulties and problems affecting most of the underdeveloped countries, it is understood that world regulation is ultimately required. We request especially the international banks and financial organizations to assist the underdeveloped countries to overcome the emission problems and correct some of their wrong policies implemented in the past years. The soaring world fuel prices are artificial and are caused by ambitions of only a few number of petroleum products exporting countries. The increase of world prices of main foodstuffs such as wheat, rice, and sugar equally somehow related with the policies of the exporters. Several hundreds of millions of people are directly involved and suffering due to such ambitious policies. The suffering of hundreds of millions of people are causing the major problems and misuse in the world. Taking this opportunity, I would like to thank to the government of Russian Federation for accepting our government's requests to supply 100,000 tons of wheat to Mongolia, considering the serious shortages of main staple food commodity such as flour. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, finally, as the most influential people of the world have gathered in this hall, we hope that all these issues will be well discussed and wise decisions for the benefit solving of the problems of the hundreds of millions people who are suffering be made, and thus it would be good merit for the community. I am wishing to success high-level World Food Summit to overcome the world food crisis. Thank you very much.